Progress tests 7 to 9. Exercise 1. Listen to a man giving a lecture about co-education.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this short lecture on co-education. I don't need to go into great detail about what co-education actually is, because you know that already. I will be mentioning some of the main advantages and disadvantages of co-education, and I'll also be referring to some of the main studies that have been carried out on this subject. Well, as you know, co-education basically means boys and girls receiving their education together. Research has shown that co-education has clear advantages for both sexes in the lower grades. The higher academic performance of girls often sets the standard by which boys are also measured. And as boys are naturally competitive, this can often push them to succeed, once they know what's required, of course. As well as that, boys often learn effective techniques for organising and managing a learning task, or a project, just by seeing how girls do it. Likewise, girls, by watching the risk-taking behaviour of boys, learn to be a bit more adventurous. When it comes to teenagers, supporters of co-education recognise that the two sexes work, play, study and live together in the real world. Teenagers learn to respect and understand members of the opposite sex by, on a daily basis, studying together, socialising together, and even getting things wrong together. Through regular practice, they learn how men and women develop appropriate roles and behaviours in society. Now, while it may be difficult to argue with the advantages I've just mentioned, some parents and educators feel that students find it easier to concentrate on learning when they are in a single-sex school, because they're not giving their attention to male-female relationships in the way that teenagers typically do. Also, some parents believe that the strong friendships made at single-sex schools make it less likely for their sons and daughters to get involved in romantic relationships with the opposite sex after school. Some educators go as far as to say that boys, whose intellectual development is much slower than that of girls, are actually at a disadvantage in co-educational schools. Others say that girls in co-educational schools are treated differently from boys in science, maths, and computer technology classes because teachers may give more attention and learning opportunities to the boys. And what about studies in the area of co-education? Well, several studies have been carried out, and most of them have concluded in favour of having boys and girls being educated together. Two of the largest studies on co-education were carried out in Britain and Canada in the late 1990s, and both of these supported co-education over single-sex education. A study by one university in the US in 2008, on the other hand, came to the conclusion that teaching boys and girls together didn't really improve the quality of education. Another US study concluded against co-educating boys and girls, as the patterns of male and female brain development are so different. Although quite a lot of research has already been done in various locations, I think more studies on co-education are needed. For example, someone should consider it across a wider range of ages. It might also be interesting to look at different economic groups in society to see if there's a difference between the education of poorer children and those from richer families. Well, hopefully this has given you some ideas.